stuff. We're on daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Let me see if I can sort it out for you guys tonight. We're going to start from Tznina, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer. It's almost literally the halfway down the page. The last word in line is Tznina, and there's an asterisk right before it. You see it? Tznina. Isn't Yerushalmi over there? It's not over there?
I took my home.
Oh, you took it home. Oh, so that wouldn't be here. There was only one. Tznina, we learned. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, Asa Shreike Kemezid B'Tmura. If you do Tmura, whether intentionally or unintentionally, it's Tmura nonetheless, then the second animal is Kodesh. But Lo Asa Shreike Kemezid Mugdashim. That's not true but by Mugdashim. It's not true by something which is Hekdesh. A Hekdesh is no unintentional, it's not like intentional. That's a Brysa. Okay, now we have a machlokas amoraim how to interpret that brayso. Okay, Chizkiyah said l'shogeg v'lo saseh. What does it mean that by made by tmura, that shogeg the same as mazed? By shogeg you transgress the negative command prohibition, yidi kapora, and instead of saying l'meimir, it should be l'mazed v'lo saseh. If it didn't intentionally, it transgressed the law as well. However. Avolim Balomar, put in the word Tmura. Ibalomar Tmuras Chulivarmar Tmuras Ola Lo Kacha. If you mistakenly said, instead of Tmuras Chulin, which of course is nonsense, you said Tmuras Ola instead, it doesn't work. That Shogig is not Kemezid. What Shogig is Kemezid? That if you said the word Tmuras Ola, unintentionally it's like saying it intentionally. But if you said the word you said the word Tmura Zola and intended to do so, not knowing that the prohibition, that there's a prohibition on Tmura, that nevertheless you made Tmura and the prohibition stands, right? But if you didn't intend to say the words Tmura Zola, you intended to say Tmura Zchulin, which is garbage, right? Babble. And you said and said the meaningful words Tmura Zola, Zach Shogay, the unintentional slip of the word is not considered to be kemezid.
So it's redefining what shogeg is.
Right. Okay?
What's the
shogeg, which is kemezid by tmura, if a person did not realize that there's a prohibition of tmura, and said, I raise it tmuras ola, and that it devolves, even though you did not realize it was a prohibition. You transgress the prohibition. It's a regular shreig, right? But the shreig mistaken verbalization, that Chizkiah says doesn't exist by tomorrow.
Right.
We're going to talk about Hekdesh Tos, that's what we're coming to. Okay? This is Tmuras Tos, right. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, no, he argues. He says, Bolomar Tmuras Chulin, again, I'm putting in the word Tmura, even that shoygig is gemazin. When the price of shoygig is gemazin, it's even a shoygig in expression, in the word one used. Right? Avol, however, what's not shoygig gemazin? What Pino just said. In bolomar ola, if a guy came to say ola, vomar chulin, well, actually, this is the reverse. You came to say ul ola and said chulin, that's low kacha. That toast doesn't work. Okay? But if you said intended to say, this is a carbon, said he said, this is a chulin. So it doesn't become a carbon as a result. Because you're missing the verbalization. So even though you had all the intentions in the world, it's not what you said. Okay? Decided Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. It's more, Rabbi Yochanan Shem, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, vis-a-vis Tmura, is kipasu Rabbi Yirmiyah as Beishayim Mukdashim. It's like Rabbi Yirmiyah said, and Beisham I buy Mukdashim. But this is what Bina referred to. Which is that, and we said it last night, that by Hekdesh goes to Shmei Hekdesh, according to Beisham. That was a machlokes, whether that's even where, when he tended to say Chol instead of Kodesh, or even only intend to say Kodesh 1 instead says Kodesh 2. Well, Rabbi Yochanan here is saying by Tmura that even if you intend to say Tmura is Chulin, it's as if you said Tmura, and you said Tmura is Kodeshim. That works. That's like the opinion which we had, which Gemara here identifies, backed by Mukdashim of Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Beis Shammai, that even if you intend to say Chulin and said Kodeshim, that that's Kodesh as well. Okay? So there's a parallel, even though it's not the same sukkah, obviously, and Tmura is different than regular Kodeshim. But just like the Rabbi Yochanan's Shita by Tmura is a parallel of Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Shatan Beis Shammai by Kodeshim. Okay? Now, says Ma'atai to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, fine, I understand, everything is good. Nicho Asa Shreika Kamezi B'Tmura. We understand the statement, Asa Shreika Kamezi B'Tmura, meaning that if you said Tmura Eschulen, you intended to say Tmura Eschulen, and instead said Tmura Zola, that's Tmura. And I understand the flip side as well. The law is Ashrayi Kameza by Mukdashim. You didn't make sure you like Meza by Mukdashim, because we pass it by Ektish, not like Beis Shammai, but rather like Beis Hillel, that Ektish does Lushmei Ektish, Lav Shmei Ektish, right? However, now here there's a whole line missing according to Shai Torah's Eretz Yisrael, and he's obviously right about this line being missing. The more is the one to ask on Chizkiyah. According to Chizkiyah, I understand also Ashrayi Kameza by Tmura. Chizkiyah explained that. He said, what is Shreigig Meizah B'Tmura means? Just like you transgress, but it's a Shabbos Shreigig, right? Just like you transgress the prohibition of Meizah, you transgress it B'Shreigig, having forgotten that it's prohibited. However, Ma'olosa Shreigig Meizah B'Mukdashim, what does it mean they didn't make Shogeg like Meizah by Mukdashim according to him? What's the flip side? According to Yochanan, it's very, what's the word, reflexive, right? Symmetrical. That Tmura's, what's the shreigig? What's amazing in both cases, it's a mistake in verbalization. You wanted to say chulin, but you said kachim. So by tomorrow, you wanted to say tomorrow's chulin, and you said tomorrow's kachim. Instead, it works. But by in primary hektish, you wanted to say chulin, and instead said kachim, it doesn't work. It's very symmetrical. Flip side, right? But according to Chizkiyah, what's the flip side? If you want to say by chutmura, that you transgress the law of the shreigig, just like you transgress amazing, that's nice. But what's the flip side? And by kachim, it's not like that. What law are we talking about by kachim? So if you learn that the shreigig amazing are talking about mistaken verbalization, then that can apply both by tmura and by kachim, and I can turn around to fit by both instances. That by tmura, mistaken verbalization counts, by kachim, it doesn't count. But if I'm going to say that the shreigig amazing in the braisa means that vis-a-vis the prohibition, the lav, so what lav are we talking about by hektish? No lav to make something hektish. How can you flip it around and compare and contrast to one clutch in that regard? Okay? So says, well, I have a case for you. I have a case. B'makdish b'chor. Somebody who consecrates a b'chor. Now, b'chor, of course, is already kodesh. B'chor is born holy, right? But you, you were makdish it. And the halacha is that you get flogged. The I'm not sure exactly what the mother Isra is. I don't remember what the Isra does. He, the coordinator, might have brought it down. Doesn't say. I don't remember what the Isra is, but there's some prohibition to be makdish b'chor. Okay? So therefore the Gemara says, that's what it's talking about. That there, loss or shreigig amazing means if you, obviously, if you're makdish b'chor b'mezid, you flog, get flogged. If you're makdish b'chor b'shogi, you don't get flogged. Doesn't want to be kodesh. There's no such thing. It doesn't work by b'chor such a kedusha. Amar b'chir, lokin amar b'chir, Rabbi Yachar, Rabbi Yasa, b'shem Rabbi Yochan, hikdish b'chor, all of them is back. I feel dumb and lokidish, so I guess they couldn't find the lav either. It was just carbonata. Say, there's no such lav, it doesn't work, you can't make an animal, which is a b'chor and kadosh. Not even for betek abayis, right? Not even for dumbing. All right, says Mark, fine. Let's try this. Let's try... I'm sorry, we're not finished yet. And similarly, Hikdash Baal Mulam is back. If you consecrate a Baal Mulam is back, Afilu should be also here, Lidomim Lo Kitra. Also, Baal Mulam does become Kodosh. Allah, so what are we talking about here? That can't be about Bechor. Matish Baal Mulam Oiver. Somebody who consecrates a Baal Mulam Oiver. The temporary Baal Mulam. So there we say, that's what Chizkiah says. That even though Shreya Kameza works by Tmura, that you transgress the prohibition even if you did it unintentionally, by the prohibition of being Makish Baal Mum Oiver, there's no such unintentionally, you don't transgress it. We didn't know that the animal is a Baal Mum Oiver, a temporary Mum. Says Mara Mechuvru Malkas. Where? I don't stand. There are no Malkas in such a case. You don't get Malkus for being Makdish, being Makdish Baal Mum Oiver. Looking for a lav. What's the lav of by Baal Mum Oiver? So I have Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Avu. I'm a Rabbi Yudon. Rabbi Yudon said, Avui. Actually, I should point out, the Torah Teres itself brings down that the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs Losa say Lamed Hey is Masha that you are like for being Makdish Baal Mum Oiver. So obviously there is something there which where there is a love of some sort. I don't remember what the pasuk is, but okay. I it's something like Thal as Mum. I forget the pasuk. I thought it was on the tip of my tongue yesterday.
How could it take on the concept of
so it's temporary.
Yeah, but at the time
okay, but that's why I could take it on. That's why there would be a lot, because it could take it on. Yeah, we can't be. No, chalos kedush is now just not suitable for our krov. It's like mechutzer zman. I tell you, which is temporarily and unsuitable. What's the plus of them? I don't remember. Anyway, it's impossible. Om Rabbi Yudah Avui Rabbi Mitzah Matanya. Tersh Mitzah is not our thing. Om Rabbi Yudah Avui the Rabbi Matanya. So Rabbi Yudah, the father of Rabbi Matanya, said, "Tipata, I have a case." The Makdish Mimi Lebedek Abayis, you consecrate an animal which is Tom in Lebedek Abayis, that's alive, it's got to go Dafka the Mizbeach, and there, Chizkiah says that applies Dafka Bemezin and Apishoye. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah, Shita Savi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah goes according to the program of video, but actually, everybody's like, we need a drum roll here. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah, Shita Savi, goes like his father Shita, that Hikdish Mimi Lebedek Abayis, if you're Makdish Mimi in Lebedek Abayis, Oiver Basay. You're transgressing Asay, because it says you have to be Makdish to Mizbeach. But Los Asay, how do we know that there's a Los Asay? Talmud Lomar. Now, maybe you guys remember such a drasha, but I don't. Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lamor. Did you ever see a drasha for Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lamor? Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lamor. What does that pasuk mean? We dash in the pasuk. Lav Amur. Divrei Rabbi Yudah. So anytime, I don't know, where do we know to dash in that and where not? But he dashes by Davar Hashem or Moshe Lamor.
Particular pasuk, right?
Yes. Lav Amur. Yes. Maybe everyone has to dash them like that.
Yeah.
What? Oh man, it looks like one of that those. Do you remember something like this?
I don't know.
About this one specifically?
Moshe says something. Moshe says,
Lav and more lamb
the latter part of the pasuk there must be something. This must be the first one. Remember, Moshe.
Oh, there's an M more after that. Yeah. That's his. Oh, so that could be. Maybe let's take a little closer.
That might be the M, but it's not the M. Anyway, it's a pleiadic construction. I don't remember seeing anything like this before.
Maybe the old Torah, maybe he holds there aren't just 613 mitzvahs. There are many more lavin, except as the amount of ones would say.
Well, clearly more than
600. 600 doesn't even take the kind of lavin. Yeah, I would say, but he's giving lavin, more lavin. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it's just an additional lavin. I don't know. Anyway, it's a pleiadic construction. Okay? Rebbe, and we have a similar conversation goes on now. Rebbe, now I don't think this is actually Rebbe. I think it's probably the name of that Amora is missing, as you will see presently, that they call Rabbi Yochanan, so it's unlikely that it's Rebbe himself. But whoever it was, let's use Rebbe, because we don't have any other term name. Rebbe Avi Yossi, Masi Parshas Ha'Imrinah, B'chor. Those are in the parsha, you're not allowed to do, there's no tomorrow by B'chor. B'chor Yiv Avoy the Bar Pidoya, and the father of Bar Pidoya passed by. Chamsei Rebbe, he saw, Chamsei Rebbe could mean, he saw Rebbe, Rebbe saw him, it's not clear. But he, let's say he saw Rebbe, V'amar, and he says, Ana Yada, he says to Rebbe, Ana Yada Mat, Ma, it says Ana, but it should be probably At, it's a Shai Tari Zell Chazen. I know what you say. Kedun again, At Meimar, this is what you say. By the Be'er Shem Moshe Leimar, right? But that by the Be'er Shem Moshe Leimar is a lap. So it says, well, I don't, you don't have to say Lo Yemar, right? Lo Yemar, Lo Yemar, Lo Yemar, it's like Lav Omer, the same thing we said before. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And you say it, this is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Kasuv Kain. And we find this elsewhere. Demar Rabbi Yami, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yami is the name Rabbi Yochanan. Again, it seems like Bar Pidoya is telling Rabbi over the statement named Rabbi Yochanan. So it's unlikely that it's Rabbi Ranosi. Because then, and Bar Pidoya is telling over the same one of his Talmidim. Just doesn't fly. So I think it's probably not Rabbi Yudanotz, it's probably some other Rebbe whose name is not mentioned, got chopped down. We had that before in Yerushalmi a couple of times. The Ma'ar Rabbi Yam Shem B'Yochan, Goren Lidrosh, you can take off a word, now this is in the Bavli, this concept. You can take off a letter from a word, from Mitchilas, it should be Mitchilas HaTeva, the beginning of a word, Lusofa, until the end of the word. And Rabbi Chena B'Shem Rabbi Yer said, Afilu B'Yam HaTeva, even in the middle word, you can drop part of the word. So you can really engage, cut and paste. So that, then we have an example. It says, Yotzakto le'Hashem, and on a specific mincha v'yikra paragbe, it says, Yotzakto le'Hashem, pour it in oil, mincha, because it's a mincha, so we dash and we drop the yud and hay from olel. And we dash and v'yotzakto, it should be yotzakto, there's a carbon age change that Shemen al Mincha. And it comes to teach us that all menachos require oil. So we can actually, we are free to drop letters cut and paste letters, make changes in order to make droshes. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Tamatinan, we're getting going to come about roundabout back to our sugya. Tamatinan, we learned over there. Shumi Yisayim Shleshim Yom, when you have to evaluate property of Yisayim to sell in order to defray debts, you do it for 30 days. Shumakdesh, you evaluate for Shishim Yom for 60 days. Marchizim Vokarev, and you make announcements morning and night that you're evaluating this property to see what the story is in terms of its past sale value. Now, the one important part of this braisa here, this Mishnah, is the Yeni Mishnah, which is not quoted in the Yerushalmi, but is brought down in the third line, or third and medium lines of Korban Edom. And it says, there's Seva Da'achmas Nisan. Then this Mishnah, or braisa Tani, it says, Hamakdish Nechosav, somebody consecrated this property, V'oysa Olav Ksuva Sishan Yoda Ksuva, Rabbi Lezer Oemer Kshegar Shena, where you divorce your wife. She's going to co-collect her ksuva from Hekdesh, right? From the stuff which is given to Hekdesh, because her lien comes first. So in order to ensure that he's not just playing a trick on Hekdesh to get his money back by divorcing his wife, and then he's going to remarry her, or he's going to split the money with her, which might be more important than remarrying her. So then, when he divorces her, Yodranoi should forswear any benefits. Shloyav Zerena Lolam, that he's never going to take her back. And that way, they're sure that if she collects her ksuva, it's on the up and up. Rabbi Shomayin Atzar Rishu says you don't have to make such a shvur. Or better, whatever it is. So, in any event, so the Gemara says that about this, that Amrei Mona, Ramona said, Rabbi Lezer Choshesh HaRoma. Reb Lezer says you have to take the soul, you're never going to take your wife back, is afraid for ruses and chicanery. Reb Shua Loch Shosh Arma, Reb Shua is not concerned with ruses and chicanery. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yibu, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yibu said, Ah, so you have to Rabbi Lezer, Kibbe Shammai. Maybe we should say Reb Lezer is going like Beis Shammai. And Reb Shua is going like Beis Hillel. How so? The Rabbi Lezer, Kvei Shami, how does that work? Kvei Shami, Rabbi Shami says, Hey, no dom nishal elektesho. You cannot go and ask a chochan be matzi or netter in Hekdesh. So therefore, the only way for him to extricate his pride from Hekdesh is to do what? He can't go be matzi or netter. What's the only way for him to get his property back? Divorce his wife and she'll collect her ksuba. So that's why Reb Lezer's concern that they're in cahoots on this, right? But that's why he makes her take a shvua, right? Like Beis Shammai. Or Rabbi Shua, but let's say Rabbi Shua is like Beis Hillel, right? Rabbi Shua can Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel reim odom nishal ekdesho. Person can be a matter nana's ekdesho. So he didn't have to resort to divorcing his wife. Mistami is divorcing his wife, it's because he hates her guts and not because he made any deal with her. Right? Right, but he tried first. Okay? If afterwards he goes and divorces her, then we have to be choshish. But if he didn't try it first, we assume he's bona fide divorcing her. So it says, again, the Rebbe Shulchan Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel Rim, Odom Nishal Ekdesho, V'udav Omar, in a Tzorach Lazir, Lazir Ano, he doesn't have to, forswear his wife's benefit. Manafshach, or his wife, no matter what. Toha, should be Toha, Boa, Ish, Ava, Shisha, Nayosa. If he really regretted his netter, he should have done She'ela first. Since he didn't do She'ela first, so then it must be that he doesn't regret having made the stuff hektish. He's on the up and up, and therefore not going to be concerned that he might call and get to collect the ksuva from the hektish which he made. Okay? Says the Gemara, Moyer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua concedes, Be'orev, Shutzorach Lahadir Anoya. Meaning that the guarantor on a ksuva. Obviously, he's afraid
in the case of divorce, that they're just trying to get to pay up the guarantee and then get remarried on his money, right? So therefore, he can compel a shvur. He can compel a neder, that the husband forswears all benefit from his wife. The husband says, how do I know you're not going behind my back and doing underhanded things? So therefore, if you're really getting divorced, I want you to take a neder in order that you're not, prove that you're never going to get more, to ensure that you never get back together again. Okay? So says Gemara, what about if we know that this husband gave a gift and now he's divorced his wife in a particularly nasty way? Do we want, are we afraid it's because he wants to get his matona back? We gave him shenoyis matona in the offer. Or since a guy gives a gift with a magnanimous gesture, so we agree, we assume he's stomach, he's not going to try and get back the gift. So therefore, that he doesn't have to forswear Hanoa, the husband, from his ex-wife. Or Me'achar, do we say, since Shura Koichu, since he has diminished strength, Uchoizerbo, and he reneges, meaning that gift to give the third party, it's on the lien to the tzuba. So since we say since we see they're getting divorced and the money is going to go back from the gift, so therefore we're suspicious that maybe the guy's getting divorced because he is broke and he wants the money back. So therefore we say tzorach lahadir anoya, that therefore the husband has to forswear any anoa on his wife again in order that they shouldn't collect the ksuva from the guy who got a gift from the husband previously, and then split the proceeds with the ex-husband. So therefore he has to be, we want to know, we're not sure if he has to be more than anoa or not. Now also there's an additional question we're missing here according to Shari Teretz's troll. What about this about chov? There's a debt, a creditor whose debt is going to be impinged upon by the woman getting her ksuva, right? So in that case, since the debt is going to impinge upon him, since his debt is going to be impinged upon by the collection of the ksuva, because many of the funds that she was anticipating won't be available, because they're going to go to the ksuva. So can he force the wife and husband to make a nether? They're not going to get back in, they're not just pulling a fast one on you. Right? Says more Nishmina Beado. So this, the question about Torah we never resolve. Much about Chov we're about to resolve. Minadi Ado Krifti Rabbi Chagai. A certain relative Rabbi Chagai, Dava Baal Chai of Kartis. Her husband owed money in Kartis. Kartis are cards, meaning they are what the loan was in a what? Was in a document. It's a documented loan. There was a shtar. Kartis a shtar. I mean, like a card. So I assume that's where it comes from. So Krita Rabbi Chagai have a bar chayav kartis. Her husband owed a loan. Asa Mori Chova, so the person who was owed a loan came. One second. My Aleph here. Yeah, so the creditor came and grabbed the seized property. Came from Rachamra. He says, the court may change the names here. It changes the positions. Ain't Tzorech L'Hadir Anoya. You don't have to be by there Anoya. Now, what exactly is the case here? Yeah, okay, the case is like this. Reuben was married to Leah. And and it was, he had a loan outstanding against him in the shtar. So Shimon, Reuven's brother, came and... No, why did I get a brother? Sorry, scratch that. So Shimon came, was not Reuven's brother. In Tanakh they were brothers, but not here. Shimon came and grabbed the debt from Reuven when he was owed. Now, if, however, Leah collects her ksuva, then Shimon loses, right? So do we make Reuven take a shvua that he, in fact, doesn't owe any more money? Does he take a shvua?
He's trying to get out of, trying to get the money back.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So again, let me get the case right, because I confused myself. A creditor is owed money by a debtor. The debtor wants to divorce his wife. But does he have to take a shvua before he divorces his wife? What would the shvua be? Yeah, let's say it's a netter, right? He has to take a netter from his wife that he's not going to derive any anor from it after his, after the divorce. I don't know why I'm blind, but particularly why I'm driving me at the bottom of this case. It's a really simple case. Reuven wants to divorce Leah, but he has a creditor, Shimon. So in order to secure Shimon, that he's not just making a ruse to get Shimon's money, seize back whatever he paid Shimon, and use it to pay Leah, so Reuven's got to take an oath that if he's ever going to take Leah back again, so at least he doesn't get any anor from it. Okay? So we see that that's actually a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Acha, Omar, again, coordinated switching the gears, so, hey, it's Rechadi Anoya! The husband doesn't have to take such an adder. Rabbi Yossi from his wife, Rishamar, Tzarech lo adir ano, he must do it. Amin chavrei chavrayis of the chavrayis of kumei, take our achav rabbi. They sent for Rabbi Yossi. Yosma Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha said, good, you have to take an adir, because otherwise they can make a ruse. Says Gemara deen. It looks like it says deen, but it's deen. Din chazer olel, because if you go if he takes back his wife, so I get this right. Rabbi Yossi said Yos Om Rabbi Yacha. What Rabbi? I'm saying they said to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yacha said good. Rabbi Yossi doesn't have to take such a nether. Why is that? Because the inchozer olea, if he takes her back again, loasi morichova v'torif, isn't his the credit holder going to come and seize the property again? It's a cute chap which they have. Rabbi Yossi is probably right. They don't have to take a shvu on this. He doesn't have to mow his wife and all, because it's always going to go round robin anyway. The Baal Chov is going to constantly be owed the money, right? So let's say the Taka are doing it as a knunya. They're in cahoots to get the money back. And then they remarry. But then where does the money go again? To the Baal Chov. To the creditor. Because the money went for the creditor to pay the ksuba. The ksuba now, however, was reacquired by the husband. And the husband now owes the debtor again. The creditor again. So therefore, why should we make anybody take a nether? If at worst comes to worst, if they're making a knunya, the money will go back to them regardless. Okay?
No.
Right. We didn't deal with those cases anymore. So the name that says the Gemara, Amar Lon Rabbi Yossi, everybody said, that doesn't always work. What if she gets the money? She's a fence, remember? What if she gets the stolen money? And Avdle Tachshitin, she makes a jewelry. Avdle Paraparnon, and she makes it to Nichse Milog. Then the Baal Chov won't be able to take it because it's under her name. So therefore, the bottom line is that
have to try and extricate the stuff from him as soon as possible. We break to take a net in order to make sure that they're not making any hanky-panky. Amrei Rabbi Chagai said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was giving an accolade. He said, you're a good guy. Yosef Rabbi Yossi. Or he said, by Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess it was an oath. Rabbi Yossi said, good, that we're afraid that she's going to find some ruse to get them into the marriage again, the second marriage, without actually them being cash. However, despite the fact that we passed over Rabbi Yacha, that they're not the mother and not, because that's unlikely. Because the odds are that the money will sooner or later come again under lien to the original person to whom it was owed. Okay? Says the Gemara, Taman Atomar. Getting back to Kutchum again. Taman Atomar, there you say. Kaitse Vitira Beder. Now, this is the case of a person who's Matir Neder on his Nazir, it's actually next Mishnah. And he was shown by the Chacham what to do, and he allowed him to, undermine his Neder, right? So it says there,
over there it says that whatever animals are there, after you dissolve your Nazirus, retroactively they go out and they graze in the herd, they're like chul, right? However, here we said there is no shelo by hekdesh. So which one is it?
So it says the Gemara. I guess, how do we know that there is no shayla by hekdesh? To the next Mishnah. I don't remember where he learned out from. I guess because we don't pass in that way. Obviously, it can't be so explicit a source. So, in any event, so says Morgan, Tamar Adamatitza Batir Beidu. In the latter parak, we're going to say so somebody who only kept part of his ear, so it was Matir Nadir.
So, his animals go back to graze in the field. The Ka, but over here, where back on Ahmed Bey's, we said that according to
say in Shayla Akdish. So it's the next mission, isn't it? We just had it, didn't we? It's not in the mission. It's in the Gemara on 42. On Chof Amun Beis. The Rav Shammai says that Ein Adam Nishal Akdisho. You see that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines to the bottom. On Chof Aleph on base. See it? Ein Shalom Hekdesh? Okay, it can't be Shalom Hekdesh. That's Machlokas Beisilim Beishamai. So it says the Gemara, again, Tamar HaTamar, over there you say, Teitzer Teir Eder.
Meaning, in the case of somebody who's Matir Neder on his Nazirus, his animals go out to graze. But here you said that a person can't be shalom hekdesh. He's stuck. He can't get the animals out. Once he became a nazir, he can't get the animals out. What's the distinction?
They can't
get the animals out, right? They remain hekdesh.
with Kate Sabin Zero Day.
Tetsuo gets a move.
Tetsuo should get it.
Oh, no, no. Tetsuo didn't go scot-free. Go scot-free.
Therefore, the question is, here we said, Aino no Nisho, there we say.
Right, and there we say a person's Nisho. I mean, the answer's so precious. It's a very simple answer. When it says, answer, any of us could have figured out if we just had a few minutes to think about it. It says, give me a break. You can be shoyl on the zirus. Mikach neziruso yotzu korbanos v'chulin. You don't shoyl on the korbanos. You taka can't be shoyl on korbanos. Ain't shoyl hektish kori beishamai. What are you shoyl on? The underlying zirus. We mail the korbanos. They just fall of their own accord, right? But here, when we said ancient electors, according to Beis Shammai, what are we going on? Here we're saying it doesn't say over here. But the idea is obvious. Here you're trying to make the hektish, ois hektish. Beis Shammai says that doesn't work. So in Beis Shammai, as you can't make hektish ois hektish, holds you can make the nazir or it's the nazir, and then the korbanos you set aside revert to chulin status, right? Which makes sense. A very simple dichotomy, right? It's what? Yes, they're both the same. Yeah, in fact, the Gemara says it somewhere. I don't remember where. So in any event, they're coming up tonight. I think that's what I'm saying. Later on, I think. Anyway, well, maybe not. So it says the Gemara, maybe I had last night. They all blend together. So it says the Gemara, Mapli, and what's my cloak as? A nice kid. Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Chunan, Rabbi Chisker, Rabbi Acham, Shem, Rabbi Yochan, said, Kom, Amoyde, everybody can see it, Shei Nishal Tmuroso. It's an interesting concept. You can't do Sheil, I don't know if it's in the Bavli, but you can't do Sheil on Tmuro. You can't do Shela on even going to base Hilo on Tmura. Because Tmura is not a nether. The original animal was done with Taurus nether. But the Tmura already is a verbal formula which has nothing to do with nether, and therefore you can't be Matra Tmura.
It's also, so you can't make a nether until
Sukkot. It's a good point. Since it's an Isra, obviously it's not a nether. It's a unique process which the Torah discusses. Good point. So it says the Gemara, and everybody agrees to that. Mapli, and what's the Machlokas Bagdeshu? But in terms of the actual Hekdesh. Bisham says, Kishem Shayon and Nishal Tomorrow, just like you can't be Shalom Tomorrow, Kach and Nishal Hekdesh, also an Hekdesh as well. It's something not true, or the Nishal Hekdeshu, only a Nishal Tomorrow, so, Shayon and Shayon, period. Now that all assumes in our Mishnah. There are Mishnah where the first, where our Mishnah way back when, at the beginning of the parak, which said whatever animal comes out first, even I said a black ox. The black ox still is hektish, goes hektish, tosh me hektish. That was the opinion until now. Rish Lakish gives a different mahalach in our Mishnah. He says, you know what the approach in our Mishnah is? I'll tell you. Says, my Shimon Lord Shankar says, I take some mishum, mishem shor. You say, he said, the name Shor, or Mishem Mishor, he said the first. So therefore, that's what we look at, not the exact details of what came on. So it says more, for example, or even if he said Shor Shachor, Shiyotze by Shishon, if he says the first black ox to come out of the house, the Yotze Love, and the white one comes out, the Yotze Shchor and Achrov, and the black ones come subsequently, Ateisa Mishem Reish L'Shchorin. You say the first one was was a white ox, but it was the head of black oxen. So if it's like a black ox. See, if you lead the blacks, then even if you're white, you're black. And if you lead the whites, even if you're black, you're white. That sounds racist, but that's not what it's really not meant to be that way. So it's because that's just the principle of uptight. Not ektish toshme ektish, but we tight up. We explain his words to fit with the scenario. We start pounding at them with sledgehammer until they fit. Right? Similarly, Shore love and Shetze Beitzim Rishon V'yotza Shochar. He said the first white to come out and a black one came out. V'yotza Bani Machom and other white ones came after him. I told you so, Mishum Rosh Bani says he's the first among whites. Shore Shomer Lovus. If you came to a trough and you were standing there, Vinim to Rabbits, you found he's crouching. Rabbits, Vinim to Rabbits, or you came to crouch, you thought you expected to find him crouching, you found him standing. So in both these cases, it'll be treated like this. Now, what's the issue here? The issue here is if you said you want the chvesa, the first, you want the first, the no, not the first, the ox or the donkey, which is standing by the trough, to become osabanon. You found that it's not actually standing by a trough, it's standing by, it's crouching. So what's the status over there? You didn't find standing, you found the crouching. So it says more same idea. Yeboka, or not the same idea, variation, very interesting variation. Yeboka thoughts, like this. The Bible of Shem Yochan, discovering the term Kadei Karechitin, you had a mind to type bundles of wheat, the Torah Sorim, and he did bundles of barley instead. But Lila, if you did it at night, loss of lakum, it's a meaningless gesture. It was just a mistake. However, by yoim, if you did broad daylight, and you said, I want to do soyrim, and instead you did chitim, or vice versa. So we say, if you did it by yoim, mashu also asu. The anat sade, our umdana, our reckoning is that you saw what was happening, and even though it didn't mean with your verbal terms, we assume that it fits enough. That it becomes hectish or whatever we're looking at. Okay? Which makes a lot of sense. So it says, Masha also, Shchitis of Nitzah grown. What if it was one type of grain which is very good, supposed to be very good, has found to be another type of grain which is supposed to be very poor? I feel it be Yom lost a clue. In the same day, it's so far apart, the gestures are so different that you can't compare the two. So this has to do with how people interpret the situation. What? Yeah. Well, yeah. Or he's in proximity, I don't know. Io is outside the barn. What? Oh, I don't remember which is good and bad. I'm sorry. She caught me on something which I really didn't care about. No, agro is good stuff. Shrink is bad stuff. My mistake. I'm sorry. I a low plume. If a person said, I'm going to give the shore and not even a black or white ox came out, you know, the opposite is better, but a ram came out. So that's nothing. You can't take a ram instead of an ox. There's not any tights to give. If you hold Ekdish, Toshmi, Ekdish, maybe you would. But there's no taich to give. You hold that the principle is one of taich up its words. But Ego, if it's a calf, in. Yes, that becomes Ekdish. Because the Chassid, it says, Ego, Ben, Bakor, Lechatos. Keves, Loklum, if it's a lamb, it's nothing. Similarly, if you designated Sloyim, actually you designated Dinor. You found Sloyim which are worth more, Loklum. Proto, you found Prutas which are worth less, Loklum. Because that's not what you intended to be menater. However, a dinar zav, if instead of giving a silver dinar, you gave a gold dinar, so you're an idiot. But kaddish, it works, because technically speaking, it hits what you said. Right? Right. Okay.
The Gemara doesn't tell the story of the shofting. It wasn't the daughter
came out of tent after the father. Yeah, Yiftach. Yeah, I don't know why we don't say it. So, okay.
No, it wasn't.
There was a whole shot of there. What exactly was binding him? It was a very strange episode. Pasha said he wasn't bound by it. And he did it anyway. That was his mistake.
Really, the language was not...
So sacrifice. Didn't he say sacrifice? not Hekdesh.
Okay.
I don't know if that chiluk is machalik, but you're okay.
Mashiach shot in that case, is he going to kill?
Yeah.
He's
going to
kill.
Oh, not as a sacrifice, you mean?
Right.
Ah, okay. So I would change, wouldn't say Hekdesh to Oshmei Hekdesh there, regardless. Okay. Mishnah ibn Nazir. So he took a nether to be a Nazir, Benisha l'chachomi, went to l'chachomi, said, please give me matam and nether. He said, no. No. Mona Mishra Shinazar, so he counts retroactively from the time he took the Nazirus. Nisha, right? Because they weren't matir. Nisha l'chachomi, if he went to l'chachomi, it'd be Tiro, and they were matir's Nazirus. L'chachomi, who fresh as the animal animals set aside, takes the Tiro, and it goes out to grace. But he still said to Beishamai, gotcha! Because here is a Hekdesh Tos case where you agree with us that it's not Hekdesh. Because you agree that if he undermines his Nazirus, the animal goes scot-free. Right? So of course we really answered that already in Omerat. We said this is not Hekdesh Tos, the way you undermine not the Hekdesh, but rather the Nazirus itself, right? Amalim Beisham, Beisham didn't give that answer. The Gemara is going to focus on that tomorrow. Beisham says, Yeta Moidim. No, Beisham, you missed the point, Bezal. Yeta Moidim, Bishato, if Varius gave Meiser Behemon, every 10th hour was supposed to be shaven. Meiser. But he made a mistake for Kora, Bishato, Vakora, Lachia, so he called the 9th one the 10th one, Sirish in the 10th one the 9th one, Lachana, so he's in the 11th one the 10th one, he's a real klutz, Shu Makudash. That all of these three animals are Kaddish. Here too, you should have some sort of mechanism like that. Amalem Beisil Beisil said, Lo Hashem Kitro. It's, in other words, I should say that in certain types of mistakes, we see here, in this case, the Hekdesh Tos Shmei Hekdesh. So he answered directly. But he said, look, I see that Hekdesh Tos Shmei Hekdesh, right? Because the Brahim Meiser Behema, we see Hekdesh Tos Shmei Hekdesh. Only Beisil Beisil said it's not comparable. Lo Hashem Kitro, it's not there the counter which makes the Kaddish. Ma'ilud Tam, Vinir Zashevet, Toh. If he made a mistake and he put the rod, his staff, Shmini on the 8th animal, or Shnemos on the 12th animal, Shem Asokur Klum, is it valid at all? It's not. Kasuv Shekidesh Asiri, rather, it's nothing to do with Hekdesh Tos being Hekdesh or not Hekdesh, it's a Xeris HaKosuv. The Gemara is going to expand this as well. That the Pasuk, which was Makdish Asiri, who Shekidesh is achieved as the Chodesh, but also the 9th and the 11th as well. Tani Beisham Ermi, Mishra Shenishal. Beisham says, if they count it, it's not in our Mishnah, this Shita Beisham, they got cut from the Mishnah. Shami says, if you went to the Chacham to have Bimatir, and the Chacham was that Matir, then it counts, they start counting only from the time when he asked the question and was rejected. The Sura Mishra Shenazir, the girlfriend time he started in zeros. Marachem, so what are we talking about, says the word. Im Beshit Gilgal, now Gilgal means the same thing as Kilkil. Gives a whole new meaning to Gilligan's Island, right? What? No, I see Gilligan's Island, more or less holy than you are. But Kilkil. What happens with Ibishek Kilkil, he ruined his Nazirus. Kilkil, the same thing. During that time, he was saying, I'm going to go to Chacham tomorrow, I'm going to go drink wine, be Matame, cut my hair, I'm going to go enjoy myself. So he was Mekalkel Benizor, it's got to start over again. If he's keeping his ears the whole time until he went to ask the Chacham, everybody goes good at the time everybody took his Nazirus. I'm going to tell you about, he knows he's going to ask. So, but he hasn't yet gone to ask. He loses his cheskas kashrus. He's going to be mekalkel. Unless you have proof otherwise, we assume you're not going to be sherming yourself properly. Because, psychologically, you're already on your way out. It's a fascinating concept. Okay? We don't assume he's not going to be sure of himself. B'sarim ilu kilkel loya nisha. Were he so corrupt that he was going to be makalko, he wouldn't have waited to be sure. He'd just go and undermine his ears. Okay, Arisha Nazar v'im Megalgo ben Yisroel. What if Taki he was Nazar and he was Makalka? So in the Shonalo, we say we're not gonna listen to you. L.A.K. unless special halacha, we sock it to him. Noi ben be'isur, kayom ishtoi ben me'etun. In other words, if for 10 days he was drinking wine, for 10 days he's got to go in to an extra days. Keep the zeros before we start talking to him. We say, you have to go be mechap before you did wrong. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omre, Tivri Rabbi Yehuda.
Omre, Rabbi Yossi said, Vamed Varmurim, where is that true? Beniso Merubim. If he had a lot of his Nazirus, so then we say whatever days he was in Mekalkel, he's got to keep over again. Let's say 100 days. Avonisur Memuat, but if it's less days, no, it's less than 30 days, Dio Shloshim Yom, 30 days suffices. Now it's interesting, the Bavli is the opposite Girsa, which makes more sense, which is that if it's the Barmet of Orim Menizro, a Muetis, right? That, you know, there you match day for day. Avo Benizro Merube, then Shloshim Yom, if it's more than 30 days, you only have to keep 30 days to be Mechaper for Zavera of being Mechalka. And the Korban, at the certain point, you want to change the gears in the Yerushalmi, but the Netziv in the Shieltas says that the Yerushalmi probably argue. It's not the first time they argue. So therefore, you don't have to change the gears. So again, according to the Yerushalmi, it's like the gears is here. By Nizra Meruba, he's got to make up all the days. But Nizra Muat, so it's 30 days, no matter how many days is Makalka. Says, well, what's the difference? Elohim. So in fact, we reject that. We say, is my meruba. It's nothing to do with the terms of the Nazirus. It has to do with the kilko which he did, which is, when he was a kalka a long time, he has to make up day for day. I'm a kilko ben Yisrael, then it's sufficient for 30 days. Again, still not like the Bavli. Okay, Monica, what kind of kilko are you talking about? Bishakilko Batuma? There's kalko and tuma? So Kama Moida Shasasa. It's not just a kilko. He's the Nazir says start from scratch. That's a stira. Stira is now kilko. You can't just say Tiknas Chachomi. Keep as many days as you want Makalko. No such thing. You have to start from scratch. We go about us to start from catch. If on the other hand you went and took haircuts, everybody agrees, even if you're in Makalka for hundreds of days, you still have to only keep 30 days. Because what requires that you grow hair again. And the maximum hair growth which is ever required is 30 days in order to consider growing hair. El Kinkan, what are you talking about? B'shekil kel b'yayin. Started drinking. Right? So, that says the Gemara, Bein b'omeit b'tzoch b'shekil b'yayin b'yayin b'shekil nizirus. Now, that's also only if he's still within his nizirus period. B'omeit l'achan nizirus. So, if after his nizirus period is over, before he brings carbonos, it should be eino so ser, he doesn't break his nizirus. Okay, we'll stop here for today, and we'll pick up tomorrow with Ekdish Tosfos. To what?
The
Meiru. No, not going to Meiru.